Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome to our service for Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, the day in which we think about Jesus entering Jerusalem in the last week of his life. And today in our service, we're going to think about the implications of that entry into Jerusalem for Jesus and indeed for ourselves as we approach this Holy Week. Just to let you know that each night over next week, from Monday to Friday at 7:30, there will be special services online guiding us towards the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. And this week for our devotions, we're delighted to welcome our neighbour, the Reverend Adrian Green, the rector of Mount Marion Parish, to lead us in our devotions each night. We're allowed back into the building to worship together in person on Good Friday, and also on Easter Sunday at 11 o'clock, there will be a celebration of Holy Communion here in church. We are asked, of course, to maintain our social distancing, to wear a face covering, and there will be no singing as yet at our services. But we do look forward to worshiping together in person. And if you are, again, experiencing underlying health conditions, the current recommendation is that you would worship from home as we gather together again initially until those restrictions are lifted. Our opening hymn today is Make Way for Christ the King. Our service today is the service of morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together today to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our psalm appointed for today's service are some verses from Psalm 118. It's a psalm of praise and dependence on God. And we're going to say verses 1 to 2 and verses 19 to 29 together. O give thanks. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now proclaim, his mercy endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Come, O Lord, and save us, we pray. Come, Lord, send us now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God. He has given us light. Link the pilgrims with cords right to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will thank you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Our Old Testament reading today is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50, beginning to read at verse 4. The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who is he who will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. Here ends our Old Testament reading. And we respond to that reading as we hear the words of the canticle, Te Deum, Part 1. Our New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Mark in the 11th chapter, beginning at the first verse, as we hear of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you'll find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' tell him the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly." They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Here ends our Gospel reading. On Wednesday, the 14th of April, we are going to be starting our next online Alpha course, a course that helps people to explore the meaning of life. And if you'd like to be part of that course, and there are details about contacting either the Zoom to St. Finian's email or to contact me directly in the rectory. And if you're interested in the Alpha Course, maybe you know nothing about it, maybe this little video will give you an idea of what it's all about.
Every day we ask so many questions. What should I wear? What's the weather going to be like? How am I going to fit everything in? But then there are those bigger questions, like why am I here? Where am I heading? Is there more to life than this?
I had arrived at an answer to the most important issue that we humans ever deal with. Is there a God? And I had arrived there without ever really looking at the evidence. And I was supposed to be a scientist.
At 28, I had gotten many of the things that I thought I wanted. My girlfriend was on the cover of magazines, I had a Beamer, and I was so unhappy. It was a realization maybe that I would never find happiness where I was looking for it.
I think for so many years, you know, I always just strived to be strong in myself. All I needed was me and my buddies and, you know, we'd be like invincible. But the truth is, none of us are.
I found purpose, I found meaning, I found hope. God took something so broken and made it a beautiful art piece.
Alpha is a place where you can be yourself. You can say what you think and challenge everything. Like, no question is too complex or too simple. And what your point of view is as important as anyone else's.
We are going on a journey together, an adventure to explore the questions of life, faith, and meaning.
So as we approach this Holy Week, we take the opportunity to affirm our faith in the God who loves us, as we use the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our special collect prayer for today, Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now we're going to hear the words of our next hymn, There is a Redeemer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There is a fantastic sense of occasion as Jesus approaches Jerusalem in our gospel reading today. And no matter how many times we might have journeyed with Jesus to Jerusalem and to the cross, as we're about to do this Holy Week, it never ceases to amaze me the way new things strike us every single time we make this particular journey. It was the ambition of every Jewish person to come and to celebrate the Passover festival in Jerusalem at least once in their lifetime, to be able to come to Jerusalem and to relive that great moment in their history when God liberated them from slavery in Egypt in the most wonderful and miraculous way and led them to freedom in the promised land. And crowds would have thronged the streets for the religious festivities coming from different regions of the country to celebrate the festival in Jerusalem. And as Jesus made his way to Jerusalem with his disciples, two things strike me which I've never particularly noticed before. And the first one is something that I have seen Jesus doing before on occasion, but it seems to have even greater significance here. And what he does is he sends two of his disciples ahead to the next village to look after the arrangements. And it is interesting the way that we see Jesus doing this over and over again in the Gospels, sending people out in twos, getting them to work together. Discipleship or following Jesus can feel like a pretty lonely pursuit. And you might feel a great desire to follow Jesus and to serve him, but in truth, it is a hard road to follow. And it is great to be able to embark on that path with another person. And I think that's one of the reasons why we really miss the sense of community and worshiping together in person so much. Because when we come together in person in worship, you do get that sense that other people too are pursuing that spiritual path in their lives. And it has been a beautiful part of sharing the Alpha course together online over Zoom over this past year on a number of occasions. And even though we cannot be together in person, people have grown incredibly close together in their small groups as they share this spiritual journey together. And it's a wonderful course that we want to continue to offer to people who might be curious about going a little bit deeper in their faith or maybe exploring those questions of life and faith for the very first time. And yes, it's true, we feel connected through our online and recorded services, and it's wonderful to have that facility in these very challenging days. But it will be good to meet in person again. The faith journey is not always an easy one, and it is always so much more valuable to be able to do it with other people and to compare notes even about how that journey is going. Sometimes, if the truth be told, in the Church of Ireland, we're not always that brilliant at this. And historically, maybe we've inherited a ministry model that very often seems more like a one-man band kind of pattern. And so church leaders are perhaps supposed to be preachers and teachers, administrators and engineers, plumbers and social workers, relationship counselors, accountants, and pastoral carers, just to mention a few. And of course, if we think about it, that's really a nonsense. Because no one person can do all of those tasks well. And again, many have experienced burnout and despair, and they've left the ministry perhaps because of their failure to meet either their own or other people's expectations. But Jesus saw the advantage of working in pairs and building teams. And I know that I feel very blessed here in this community to be able to call on all sorts of expertise and advice to help with different facets of the ministry in this place. And many people I do know struggle with seeing this as their ministry or their gift. But if I ask somebody to liaise on behalf of the church with a builder or an architect, if I ask somebody to assist me with recording a service or posting a blog on our Facebook page, all of these tasks, just as asking someone to lead a Bible study or to work with the children in Sunday school, they're all spiritual tasks. They're all about using the particular gifts or talents that you have been given, not just for yourself, but for God and for His church and for His people. But the main thing for all of us is to approach these tasks in this spirit and to do them for God and for His glory. And as we work together, as we have seen, I think, really, really strongly in this past year, so much more is possible, and we grow and we accomplish much more when we work, as Jesus suggests here, in twos, in teams, and we work as a collective. I'm also fascinated, secondly, in this gospel reading today by Jesus telling them to untie this colt in the nearby village, and if anyone stops you, tell him the Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly. It's a line that we could almost skip over in our reading. But let's remember for a moment the society that we're thinking about here. It's a poor agricultural society. People at the time aimed to be self-sustaining, growing or earning enough to feed their families. And to take someone's colt or their donkey was to perhaps rob them of their livelihood. And yet Jesus trusted that the owner would somehow want to make the colt available to him. And when I think about that, it's such a challenging principle. How willing am I to make what I have available for his use? And so, for example, if two strangers were to wander into the rectory one morning and to lift my car keys and tell me Jesus needed it, would I let them go? And seeing what happens here with this colt reminds me that everything I actually have is really just a loan. And I only have it because God makes it possible. So how can I then use it or ensure that it is a blessing to other people? What a radical approach to our time, to our possessions in these challenging times. And in the crazy world of God's economy, there is a principle that we find hard to trust, but actually in reality it never fails. And that principle invites us to keep giving things away. And if we keep giving things away, we'll never want for anything. Now that doesn't make any sense logically, and it seems to defy the best advice of economists, but it is inspiring, and in reality, it's true. I love the approach of a parish in this diocese who built a new parish centre in recent years, and in that project they put the parish into considerable debt. But their principle was that for all the money they collected in, they wanted to give away 10% to a diocese in Kenya to help them to build a diocesan center and to benefit that community. And I'm totally sure that that parish has been blessed not only by its new parish centre, but also by giving away those resources and seeing the difference that it has made in a much poorer community to hear. And Jesus almost expects that kind of approach as he gives his instructions for this Passover. A lot is made of the people's expectations of a military Messiah who would overthrow the mighty Roman army. But we see in this reading today that Jesus comes on a colt or a donkey, the animal of peace. Jesus is a king, yes, but he comes in humility. And he comes in humility to build a kingdom of love in people's hearts. And people don't like what he's doing, as we will see very vividly as this Holy Week progresses. And we hope that you can join us each evening at 7:30. And the question is, will we walk any further with him when he does things that we don't like or we instinctively find difficult? My hope is that we will stick with him and that we will see the value of taking this journey with Jesus together, and that we will also make ourselves available to him. What a difference it would make in our community, in our world, if we did this. Let us pray. In our prayers today for Palm Sunday, the response to "Lord, hear us" is, "Lord, graciously hear us." Lord Jesus, on this day, you entered into Jerusalem to fulfill your Father's will. Give us grace to enter into your will and purpose for our lives. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, on this day, you began a journey which would lead to pain and suffering. Give grace to those who are on difficult journeys in their own lives. And today we pray especially for members of our parish family who have been bereaved recently. We remember especially the Logan family circle and the Brown family circle, who have laid loved ones to rest in this past week. So we pray for your comfort and support on the difficult journey of grief. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, on this day you receive the welcome and the acclamation of the crowds. Keep us pure in heart when we receive praise and encouragement. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, on this day, you rode in humility on a donkey. Keep us from exalting ourselves and make us humble in everything we do. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, on this day, the people sang praise with all their strength. Make our praises and worship joyful, but always from the depth of our hearts. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, on this day, the cold jealousy of the Pharisees is exposed as they want the people to stop praising you. Forgive us when the praise of others shows up our coldness of heart. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, on this day, You said the very stones might sing your praise. Give us such a reverence for your creation that we may sing our praises in harmony with all you have made. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, on this day you wept for the peace of Jerusalem, your beloved city. We pray for the peace of that holy place. We pray also for peace in our own city and in our own land in these times of anxiety and fear in the community. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord Jesus, on this day, many did not recognize that they were being visited by the Son of God. Open our hearts and minds that we may recognize you in all your words, works, and ways. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And so in offering our prayers this Palm Sunday, we commit ourselves to follow you on the way to the cross, in the knowledge that this way is none other than the way of life and peace. So, Lord Jesus, be our way. Lord Jesus, be our truth. Lord Jesus, be our life this holy week and forever. Amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so as we reflect on Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, that's the theme of our next hymn, All Glory, Lord, and Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining with us in our worship today, and we extend a very warm welcome to any who would like to join us on that sacred journey towards the cross of Jesus on Good Friday. So each evening from Monday to Friday at 7:30, you are welcome to join us online for our Holy Week services, and next Sunday, Easter Sunday, the celebration of Holy Communion. We bow our heads for God's blessing. May Christ draw you to himself and grant that you find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Our closing hymn today, the hymn, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty.